there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You got problems, man.
If we could talk freely, I mean, we got a dope show, but if we could talk the way we talk off air, man, golly, that's the show.
What do you mean? It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of affiliates. And no matter where you are, you're listening to us live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Jonas needs some milk.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You got a problem, man. You on one this morning.
You got problems.
You need counseling.
I don't need...
You need somebody to talk to.
Why?
I can tell I'd be in part of your counseling sessions. Like, you get it all out of your system when I'm here.
We haven't been here for a while, so we're like catching up.
So okay. Like,
no, I'm saying
shot fire, bang bang.
What are you talking about?
Bang,
you were
bang,
you were at State College.
I was.
Yeah, so you haven't been here in a while, okay. So we're like catching up.
Oh, okay. That's what catching up is. What you've been talking to me off air on?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I've had this material in my holster for a long time.
You had to unload it all.
You're the only one I can talk to.
No, did he?
Damn.
All the way down the lane.
Well.
You're in the play-in tournament right now, the way you're talking off air.
I was going to say, congratulations. We've made it. The NBA regular season is over with, and now we move on to the playoffs, kind of, with the play-in tournament tipping off later on tonight. We've got the Western Conference matchups between the Lakers and the Pelicans. That's your 7-8 matchup, and we got the Warriors and Kings, the 9-10 matchup. And for those of you that don't understand how the play-in tournament works, a little less confusing than the in-season tournament, whatever that circus clown show was that they put together months ago. Basically, whoever wins the 7-8 matchup, that's your 7 seed. The loser of that gets an opportunity to play the 9-10 winner, and then the winner of that would be your 8 seed. So there is the potential that if New Orleans, and the betting odds would say that New Orleans is going to win this game over the Lakers, Anthony Davis is questionable, that we could see Lakers-Warriors for a winner gets in to get the 8 seed in the Western Conference playoffs,
nice.
which I'm sure the NBA would be a fan of. So that's where we stand on the NBA play-in tournament. You guys fired up about this coming up later on tonight or no? Still not.
Not really.
What else are you going to watch? What else is out there?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's hard to get fired up about it.
You were watching cornhole or like Smash Ball.
That was over a weekend, though. That was like over a weekend where we just didn't have anything going on.
I'm going to watch, but I'm only going to watch because I kind of have to. That's it. I'm not watching like because I'm excited to watch. It doesn't excite me, but they are some good matchups to get into the playoffs on the west side of the bracket, the tournament bracket. So there you go. I think that's going to be cool seeing what's the kid that plays for the Pelicans again? Big boy? Zion.
Zion?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be good to see if he can do it. Like, this is kind of like a prime time moment, you know, for him in his career to be able to maybe possibly do something. Imagine if he could, you know, get LeBron and Anthony Davis up out of the – which Anthony Davis used to be a Pelican. You know, get them up out of there.
Couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah.
Force his way out.
Then end up to
lose.
Can
the Lakers go on a run?
They could. They have the team to do it. They definitely have the team to do it. But is it likely is to me the bigger question. Is it likely they go on a run?
If they get Denver in the first round, they're going to get knifed.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be ideal. But if they end up playing Oklahoma City, you know, probably a better chance. To pull off an upset as the 8 seed, but, you know, goes down later on tonight. So get fired up about it. And then we got the NFL
But if
draft.
They win, so if they win tonight to advance, they do play the Nuggets in the first round. It would almost be more advantageous for them to lose
right.
and play their way in
right.
over the next game.
So
the next game.
If, you know, New Orleans goes out and ends up bearing them tonight and the Lakers look like
night. Just wasn't ours. They
then,
in the locker room like
then
that.
Again, you take all your right. chances and maybe you'll play the Warriors who are at the Sacramento Kings.
Or the Kings. And the Kings are good too.
Yeah, Kings are fun.
The Kings might be a better team than the Warriors.
I mean, for all that shade that certain people have thrown at the city of Sacramento, who's got a basketball team. Well, they're getting a baseball team. The A's are going to go there. Like, it feels like Sacramento's on the rise.
Oh, they're not going to Vegas now?
Well, they need a place to go play while they're building that stadium in Vegas.
Okay.
I mean, they tore down Lee's Tropicana so they can, you know, try and put together this stadium for the A's to get out there in Vegas.
Okay.
Which would be a lot of fun.
All right.
So there's
your
update
coverage on this the, was just NBA as in depth as the WNBA draft. Golly,
I mean
we're really good at this.
Yeah, it's not
bad. We're getting good at this other sports thing.
It's definitely not bad whatsoever. Okay. Now we do have the potential of we were talking about Daniel Jones possibly this being his last year as a Giants starter, depending on how the draft shakes out.
So we really did just transition out of basketball.
Well, yeah, what else you want to say?
Yeah, did you want to talk about more?
No, I was just – I thought it was kind of funny, like you were joking, but you really did transition out.
Yeah, I think we're pretty
much. Okay, good.
Because we're going to recap it tomorrow.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, do a deep dive.
That was a deep dive, right?
Then we got a then we're going to get into the Eastern Conference preview, to see how that shakes out.
Okay.
See who definitely doesn't want to play the Miami Heat should they get in. So there's all that. But there is the potential that the Seattle Seahawks could be looking for a different quarterback potentially next year if things don't work out with Geno Smith. And this year, you know, they kind of look in a different direction. Or if Michael Penix is there, that's been some speculation that maybe Michael Penix, if he were there, would Seattle consider drafting him? They're picking in the middle of the first round. But Geno Smith did talk about the departure of Pete Carroll as his head coach and talked about the impact that he had on his career in Seattle.
That day, you know, is a day I'll probably remember forever just because of how things happened for me here. Obviously, you know, Coach Carroll, big influence on my career, helped me out a bunch when I came to this organization and, you know, really, you know, helped me, thrust me into this spotlight that I'm in now. And so for me, it was kind of a, you know, just a terrible moment, you know, to see someone that I love so much, you know, having to part ways with him. But, you know, that's the way of the NFL. That's the way things go. And very excited, you know, for what we have here now and just the direction we're headed in.
Do you guys have a coach that when he left, you were like, damn, that one hurt more than others? Like whether he got fired or just somebody that, that decided to retire or walk away? Because like to his point, Pete Carroll kind of revitalized his career and gave him an opportunity in Seattle when maybe he wouldn't have gotten other opportunities elsewhere. And he put together a legitimate starting quarterback career in Seattle with the Seahawks. Now he's gone and everything's kind of up in the air.
Well, first you got to credit John Schneider for bringing in Geno Smith. John Schneider is who handles the roster in Seattle. So the fact that he was willing to bring Geno in as a backup kind of starts and ends with John Schneider, their general manager. You know, Pete obviously was able to help provide an environment and create something to allow Geno Smith to develop. I mean, I think the awesome thing about Geno Smith's path and his journey was, you know, after being thrusted into play with the Jets, you know, he ends up finding his way into a situation where he didn't really have to go in and play and win games. He could mature, he could develop, he could progress as a player behind the scenes. And then when that next opportunity presented itself, he struck gold with it. So as much as you want to point to Pete Carroll, you know, John Schneider's a huge piece of this too, just for giving Geno Smith that opportunity to allow him to be the backup to Russell Wilson. And, you know, John Schneider, so for seeing the vision to bring in a guy like Geno Smith to be able to, you know, have that sort of quarterback room. And now, obviously, Geno, as the starter, has been able to, I don't want to say solidify himself. This is a huge year for him personally, especially with a new head coach, to prove not only to the organization, but I think to the fans and everyone else, he can be the quarterback that they're hoping he will be. But John Schneider deserves a lot of credit, too, for constructing the, you know, the roster and really providing Geno Smith that first opportunity.
You know, I had never dealt with losing a coach in high school or in college, like not a coach, not one singular coach had left. But once I got to the pros, I had a different coach every year. So I could say, yes, Marty Schottenheimer was my favorite coach, and I thought he was the right guy to build the culture and fix the culture in Washington. But he was gone after a year. You know, so I didn't really have any time to build like a super, super ridiculously strong rapport with anyone during my time in the pros because I was always changing coaches.
You had a different coach every year?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I had a different coach pretty much every year.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Goes for kind of both of us.
It's just like,
I mean, I was with Romeo Crennel for 2 years. He got fired after those 2 years. Eric Mangini came in. He got traded. Josh McDaniels didn't even make it through the first year. Eric Sudesville took over for the end of that year. John Fox came in, became a free agent, signed back with Romeo in Kansas City. That was on a one-year deal. And the next year, I split time with a bunch of different teams. But it's not uncommon that, you know, there's a short lifespan on coaches. Probably now as short as it's ever been, given that some coaches aren't even making it out of their first year, like Frank Reich.
It's kind of wild, man. Yeah. Like, no, I can't think of another profession where it's just turn and burn that quick. Like, that's just, you know, like you just got to have, there's a different leader every single year when that's the case. But listen, Geno Smith's going to get an opportunity with the Seattle Seahawks this year. Who knows? You know, the Niners are the favorites to win that division. You've also got the Cardinals who are looking to bounce back. And then you've got, you know, the Seattle Seahawks and the Rams without Aaron Donald. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out in the NFC West. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, though, somebody has identified the teams that they prefer in the NFL. We'll tell you who that is right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Jitterbug.
Let the jitterbug out of my head. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
All right.
Jitterbug into your brain. It goes bang, bang, bang.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox in the air.
Goes bang, bang, bang in your mind. Oh, no. Wake me up.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Alrighty. We are going to close up shop in a little over 20 minutes from now with another edition of You In or You Out. That'll be yours here on Fox Sports Radio. We were talking about, and this was mentioned earlier, with the Philadelphia Eagles re-signing to an extension Devontae Smith. He gets a three-year deal, $75 million, $51 million reportedly guaranteed. And Philadelphia is one of the teams that Deion Sanders has identified, Coach Prime, as the teams that he wants his son and Travis Hunter to play for in 2025. So per the New York Post, the teams are the Niners, Cowboys, Commanders, Ravens, Falcons, and those Philadelphia Eagles. So what is he going to do if one of those teams, if another team not listed amongst those group decides they want to draft either one of those players? They're just going to, like, hold out and pull an Eli Manning?
Is this, you?
I mean, how's this?
I guess. I'm not really sure what you do in that instance. I have no idea. I mean, that's the interesting thing about putting this out there for a few reasons. One, they still have a college season to play. And then after that, you know, you kind of see how things go and what teams are in the pecking order to draft them. I mean, Travis Hunter will be one of the top, you know, 10 picks as far as a defensive back, potential wide receiver too, but depending on what he wants to play at the NFL level, he'll have the chance to be either one of those. And then Shedeur Sanders, as of right now, is looked at as one of the top quarterbacks in next year's draft. So, you know, we'll see what teams are in striking distance. The problem with the teams that they mentioned are none of those teams, I don't believe, will be up there, maybe besides Washington, but you'd have to think Washington's not going to want a quarterback if they're taking Jaden Daniels number two overall this year. And if you comb through the rest of some of the teams that you named, especially the teams he played for, I mean, Kirk Cousins is under a big deal there. Maybe Dallas, you know, depending on what they do with Dak, right? He's hitting into free agency next year, but that would mean the season would be a disaster for them. I don't think that's going to be the case. So that's the hard part is, every single one of the teams that he mentioned, should be competitive or aren't going to have that need. I mean, five of the six that he mentioned he played for, and the other one, Philly, he probably just looks at and says, yeah, they're a good organization. And he's right. But that's the hard part is, if you like, what do you want? Do you want them to get drafted top five, top 10? If you do, well, none of these teams are probably going to be in that position, or if they are in a position to take the players that you're talking about, you know, where they want to go.
Yeah, like if you want them to go to Carolina, just, you know, don't worry about it. They'll be picking that high up, most likely. I just wonder, what does this do for – is this a detriment to those players that – like there's a lot of noise that comes out of Colorado and him talking about, I don't want guys going to this school or don't go into this team. I only want them to play for these certain grouping of teams. I don't want them to go to a cold weather place. Like, it just feels like – there's a lot of noise that's come out of there, and I don't know what power they have if one of these other teams not listed decides they want to draft him and say, hey, look, I know we're not on your list, but we'd love to build around him and try and do something different here. Is he just going to say, no, still, you're not on my list. I've got six teams we're interested in, and if you're not one of them, then we're not going to do business.
I mean, I think he's putting it out there to set a tone. If it comes to the point of where Shador had the opportunity to go number one overall in the draft and it wasn't one of those teams, I don't think he has any – I mean, he has great relationships, obviously, and he's very well respected throughout the NFL circles. But business is business. I mean, I think the bigger question would be, would a team pass up on Hunter or Shador – in a situation where they would want them in the draft based off of Prime's recommendations? I would be curious as to how the franchises are looking at it, you know, and how, would they be able to have a conversation with Prime and with the player, the prospect, to kind of further, maybe not further, but to maybe change Deion's perspective on their franchise in particular. And that would be kind of, to me, what would matter most here in this scenario. Because, I don't see being bullish about it as Coach Sanders about where they go being a deterrent from, you know, the players that are within the organization or even the coaching staff. You know, now front office, maybe they take a little bit of offense to it, but – is that enough for them to not want to take that guy in the draft? And I don't know the answer to that.
Would you guys take this approach with your kids? I can't imagine that I would. I'll
say what's interesting is, I mean, I'm a little bit away from it, but I mean, my kid he's pretty good. Like he's like on that path.
What up, man?
So I don't know that I would not, I mean, it's just a change in landscape now. And I almost feel like if your kid turns out to be good enough to go in that type of top 10 realm, do you assert yourself being someone who came from that world? That's kind of the conversations I like, even now with him choosing a college, like it's like, do you insert yourself in moments where it's like, yeah, you don't need to go there? You know, I try to stay on even keel and talk him through the different things, but I gotta be honest, this is the first time his mom is tasked with going to the visits with him. This is the first time I've gone on a visit with him to look at schools, and I gotta say, he's kind of his own man at this point. You know, he actually does really well with how he handles the discussion points. But I don't know, man. I don't know what the right answer to that is. Do you tell your kid he should not want to go to this team, even though this team may take you number one or number two or number three or number four or number five or number six? Do you tell them, no, we're not going there? I kind of feel like that's kind of counterproductive to everything that I've tied him up to this point. You do your job, you know, and if you're lucky enough or you're fortunate enough that your hard work pays off where this employer wants to bring you in, then – you know, you go with that, kind of how I look at it.
Well, again, I mean, let's just, for example, look at, I don't know, the first round of this year's draft. You know, so if you look at the teams he's talking about, you basically look at the back end of the draft. I mean, by the way, it is interesting that you put Kansas City on there. I mean, you don't think Travis Hunter would love to go to Kansas City if he had the opportunity. But anyway, San Francisco's picking 31st. Baltimore's picking 30th. I think they're two of the top teams in their respective conferences. So I would suspect they're probably going to be in a similar spot. Like we talked about, Kirk Cousins is under contract. So I don't think they're going to be bringing in Shedeur Sanders, even though they have a top 10 pick this year. I don't think they're going to next year. Philly, he mentioned as part of the conversation, they pick at 22. Dallas, which was mentioned as part of the conversation, they pick at 24. So, you know, again, I'm just kind of pointing out, if you're saying, well, these are the only teams I want them to go, or they're going to go without creating a fuss. All right, well, what's the difference between getting drafted 24th and getting drafted in the top five, top 10? That's millions of dollars. Is that your advice? You're going to tell them to not go to one of those teams that is obviously drafting you, investing into you a first-round pick, a fully guaranteed five-year deal, and you don't want to try to change the tide of that organization, that team? I understand the concern about going to a bad organization. In retrospect, looking back, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to overcome organizations that have poor ownership, instability, all sorts of things that are lacking in comparison to some of the best organizations that he's naming off. I get that. But the truth of the matter is that's not how really the draft is set up. And so you kind of have to look at it and say, all right, like, is that the advice I'm giving him? What happens if none of those teams, those six teams that Coach Prime mentions, are drafting the top five, top 10, and you've got a top five prospect? That's a lot of money you're sacrificing right away that the player's not going to get. And maybe that's a short-term way of looking at it, but I just don't understand the other recourse that you really have at that point.
It's a tough one, man. But, you know, one thing about Prime, he's very calculated. So he put that out there for a reason. But I don't know what that reason would be. You know, I don't know. Other than to say, maybe try to put it in your mind space that this is who I would want them to play for. And so if that is a position of need going into next year's draft, you're already starting to plan it out now where he doesn't have to do that next year. You know, it's like, I put it out there now. They're coming back to school, so there's going to be plenty of time in between for people to forget about it because other news is going to hit, right? So it doesn't have to be so controversial when you get to the point of where you're at the combine or your weeks before the draft. He doesn't have to be that person that's saying, you know, creating any type of controversy over where his kid may go or over where Travis Hunter may go. He already addressed it now.
I wonder how long
he'll be asked about it 1,000 times,
of course,
if that's the case.
Yeah,
come on.
But
like,
of course,
you
but
can say whatever you want right
there.
Now. People are going to follow up on it. Like the fact that you said it now only lends itself to now it is a topic of conversation once that time comes.
Yeah, well,
if you didn't say anything before, you kept it behind closed doors, you know, keep your cards close to your vest, different story then.
It just doesn't hit the same when it's the first time, though. The first time it kind of hits differently, and he did it at a point in time where it's like it's not going to hit that hard. It's not like a big conversation to have. They follow
it
up.
It will be when that time comes.
Sure.
Because, again, he's got to address it. And if he doubles down on it, it becomes a big point of contention.
It will be a point of conversation, but it's not the first time you heard it. So it's not the wow factor of it isn't there anymore.
Okay, then the question becomes, why say it at all?
I think that would be why.
I don't know what it accomplishes.
Yeah, I don't think that's a strategy.
I
don't know.
You're over a year out, and everything is determined by what happens in the next football season. And also, by the way, you've got a season you've got to finish as well, too, and complete.
If you think he said it now so he doesn't have to answer those questions next year?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said
okay, well, I guess if you think him saying it now will lessen the attention and everything that it'll bring next year.
It lessens the intensity of the conversation because you've already said it. He's already said it.
I think it only brings up the fact that now people will ask about it. If he had never said anything until someone asked and then he addresses it, yeah, people might be like, oh my gosh. But if you had never said anything before behind closed doors, just said, yeah, we're not going to, you know, you talk to those teams and say, we're not going to deal with any other teams other than these six. The media doesn't have to know about it. Now everyone knows about it.
Yeah, but he's got a – all I say is when he says something for a reason.
He did it with a purpose.
If I were to take a stab at why I think that would be what it was, it would be so there's not as much controversy surrounding it if it were to happen that way where they're top 10, top type of talents coming out in the draft. You're putting it out there before – if he says it behind closed doors – and he says it to the franchises direct, it still has to come out. It still has to be discussed. Well, because the closer you get to the draft, it's going to be discussed. It's going to be talked about.
How is it going to be assessed if you say it behind closed doors to the teams? Because one of the teams is going to leak it?
I mean, there's all kinds of ways
it could
get out.
He's openly saying it now to the media. So now, like, everyone's got it.
Yeah, I think because it would certainly most likely get out. Just knowing how Deion is, you know, like we're not going to this team.
That's almost like a test where you can like to figure out whether or not you can trust a team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
like there's a theory on that. You guys, you probably didn't see this, but the low amateur got to play with Tiger Woods in the final round on Sunday in the Masters.
What was that note he got on the course?
And then that was kind of the point. Was a reporter had asked? He said, "Hey, Tiger Woods wrote something down and gave you a note on one." And the young man kind of looked and he looked back. He's like, no, that didn't happen. And the theory is that it was almost a test of, hey, this kid's going to be good. He's going to be on the tour. He's going to be around Tiger here and there. And it was like a trust test of, if you out me, whatever he wrote, whatever he said, it could have been simple. It could have been, hey, if you ever need help, here's my cell. But the fact that he was able to kind of have his back and be like, no, that didn't happen. It already shows you where his alliance is.
I think that for Prime, he probably put it out there so that the teams are looking at it and thinking about it right now. And it's not going to be the first time that it's being brought up. I think it will get brought up one way or the other. It'll get brought up once they're coming out and they're going into the draft. And rather than it be the first time people hear about it and hear it, they've had time to digest it. Like, oh, I remember back in April I heard that. Like, they talked about it in April.
I don't see that as a strategy. Like, that's not going to take away from the – it's only going to create more, like, you know, quote-unquote baggage, right? Like, Caleb Williams, what his dad started saying and putting stuff out there and questioning about, like, equity and all that, that wasn't viewed as a positive. People were like
– That's correct.
Oh, well, great. Like, now that – you know, it's not him saying it's his dad. People still, like, lumped them in together, even though, like, Caleb never said that.
That's correct. Anytime you say, I'm not going to go play there, it's always going to be perceived as a negative. What he's saying, it should be perceived as a negative. That's a perceived problem, a perceived issue. If I'm a franchise and if I'm not one of those franchises named, then I definitely see this as a potential issue. So the strategy is, as an organization, he didn't name us. So we don't have to think about their kid in that term. And that thought. But if it is a guy that they want and you're not one of those franchises that he named, at least you know now you got to start having those conversations, you know, right now.
I'm more curious how long Deion's going to be there.
After Shador leaves.
Yeah, like, I mean.
That's after Shador leaves, I'm curious as to how long he'll be there.
Because I know he said that he doesn't want any part of the NFL, but. You know, I just wonder if.
But I think he really enjoys coaching, and I think what Colorado did for him and giving him the opportunity that he's had and giving him the autonomy that they've given him, I think he's going to stay for a while. Until the well runs dry.
Him and Jerry Jones are pretty close, and if Jerry Jones called and threw him a grip of cash and said, "What do you think?"
Like, he'd say, only if you bring Shador in. If you bring Shador to Dallas, then I'll come coach Dallas.
I just, that's why whenever you know, he's talking about, I have no interest in going to the NFL, it's like, okay. I think Jerry Jones could convince him to take that job as the Dallas Cowboys. And they are on the list of the exclusive list of teams that he wants those guys to go to. So who knows? Maybe that'll
Did he name
there.
The Falcons?
Yeah.
Okay. Prime all time. Teams he played.
Yeah. He named
Baltimore. 5 of the 6 besides Philly. Philly is the only one he didn't play for. The other thing is, I think if you look at the teams he named, like, there's a better chance that Travis Hunter would go only because of the need of all the 6 of those teams, than quarterback. I mean, I don't think Shador is going to Baltimore. I think they obviously love Lamar. Kirk Cousins just signed a deal. You got Jalen Hurts in Philly. You've got Brock Purdy, who, if they continue on this path, he'll probably get extended in San Francisco after this year.
Dak Prescott.
Washington's drafting number 2 overall. They're not going to invest the number 2 overall pick, then draft one. Then you got Dak.
That's what it is.
Sanders and Sanders in Dallas.
That's what it is. I don't know about the coaching part of it, but certainly is positioning him to come in as the replacement to Dak Prescott. That's what it is. It's got to be what it is.
Can we run with that? Breaking news. Sanders and Sanders to Dallas next year. We just run with that and be.
I don't know how far. I don't know how far.
I feel like if we do,
is.
They're going to put my face on it. And
that's
I
right.
Say
yeah,
because that happens from time to time.
Because they want to generate traction. They don't know who the hell I am, so they got to use your face.
I don't see how that's too far fetched. And now that you've said it out loud, it has some sensibility to it.
Well, there's 3 things that would have to happen. The first is obviously Dallas has to put themselves in a position where they move on from Mike McCarthy. And Dak, if they move on from Mike McCarthy, it's mostly because then they didn't play well, which means Dak Prescott didn't play well, which right. They would then need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You then need Shador Sanders to be what it was this past year, but probably even better. And that puts Dallas in a position to be able to make those 2 moves.
That all could happen. There's potential in that happening. How likely, I don't know how likely it is, but, man, they put it out there. If it sets up that way, if Shador does perform, if the Cowboys don't perform, which maybe could be more likely.
All right, I will give you, let's see. Ooh, I'm going to take a little deeper dive into this one. Here we go. Strength of schedule. This is coming from Sharp Football Analysis for 2024 in the NFL. Number 1 hardest schedule to number 32, which is the easiest schedule. Let's see where the Cowboys are at. The Cowboys are at 22.
Oof.
So they basically got a chance to have a good year. 10th easiest schedule. Well,
which makes it even more relevant if they don't have a good year.
I mean, even if they have a decent year and they go to the playoffs and lose in the first round again, Mike McCarthy's not coming back.
No.
Their line currently is set at 10.5 for their over-under for wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could get to that.
The over would be plus 100.
Sanders and Sanders in Dallas.
It's a good call.
2025.
It's an interesting call. But Deion would have to show, he certainly would have to show that he can maintain a level of consistency, I would assume. You know, at Colorado, or has Jerry Jones seen what he needs to see?
He's already, he would have Mike Zimmer, who's, you know, the DC there. He was already with Colorado last year.
Hmm. Ooh. So. Yes. Ooh. The plot thickens.
It's all tying.
I didn't
together.
Even think about that.
See?
Dang.
It's all tying together.
And he just brought on Big George Hegerman to be his player development guy, resource guy.
Still lives in Dallas, doesn't he?
Who was an offensive line. Well, he lives in, what's it called, Prosper. But it's all intents and purposes, Texas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got Dallas Cowboy ties with some of the people that he's working with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a bad pool at all, to be honest.
Oh, it was either that.
I feel like there's something to that.
It was either that or break down the Warriors-Kings game. So there you go.
There you go.
It is 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we are going to close up shop from the TireRack.com studios with another edition of You In and You Out, and that's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. .com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We are going to be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific. If you've missed any of this show, make sure you check out the podcast. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find out how you sneak a squid or an octopus in your pants into a hockey game, and some other fun stuff as well, too. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, lead the lab. What do we got?
All right, guys, we already did our big deep dive into the play-in tournament tonight, so I know we're all somewhat in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And
I'll watch.
Right on. Well, guys, here's something else for you. Patrick Mahomes is going to be one of the cover models for Time's 100 Most Influential People. You guys in or out on that?
I have no reason to be out.
I guess I'm in on that, I guess. Yeah.
Out.
Jeez.
Why is that?
Just felt like it.
Oh, okay. Just felt like it.
Right. A-Rod, that being Alex Rodriguez, did a write-up on him talking about how he was around during baseball practice and stuff like that, and how he gave him the worst advice he ever gave him, which was stick to baseball. That's where the money's at.
Huh. I mean, it's not wrong for most people, just not Patrick Mahomes.
Guys, I didn't realize I was already celebrating today's holiday, which is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
How about it?
Guys, in or out on wearing pajamas?
You definitely look like you're in your PJs.
I'm so sick of this. It's a different day, and somebody's got, like, wear your pajamas to work day.
You only got to come up with 365 of them.
That's the problem, though. Can't we just celebrate America every day? Like, why do we got to celebrate something else?
Amen.
Something like, that is
can't
American.
Can't we just love our country?
Wearing your pajamas to work is pretty
American. That's a part of, yeah, that's a part
is
of it.
I think that sends the exact opposite message. Why do you want to be sloppy and wear your PJs?
Yeah, like, it's not COVID anymore. Like, put a pair of jeans on it.
Yeah, put some pants on, all right, Lee? Walk around in your boxers because that's what you sleep in. Put some pants on.
They're long leg sweat
you
pajamas.
Heathen.
Huh.
Sloppy.
LeVar and I are dressed up. Look at us. I mean, we're like slacks, button up.
Bunch of company men around here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not saying that you got to dress up like that for radio, but you at least put some clothes on. Not like pajamas.
Yeah.
Got your fart pants all night.
Yeah.
Guys, guess what I'm doing tonight? I'm hanging out with the one and only Iowa Sam. He's been begging me to do this for weeks now. I'm going to go see a movie with Sam called Sorcerer. It's a 1977 action thriller.
Out.
With Roy Scheider.
Lee,
out.
Are you starting to notice a theme here? When you went to go see The Darkness, which is a terrible band, it was with Iowa Sam. This movie's going to stink. and you're going to go see it. Because he knows you're the only one that can't say no. And he knows you're going to be the guy that if he asks you to do anything, you'll go. Everybody else has rejected the offer, but you're the only one that says yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out with Iowa Sam tonight. Oh. Throw back a few throat burners.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is Todd on the IR right now?
Todd gets the day after. We got Wednesday deliveries.
Oh, my God.
There you go. These tricky days are really in a loving relationship, man.
You and Iowa Sam, that turncoat.
Well, that's who he's cheating on him with.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.